Morgan Knudsen. She is a speaker and author, producer, podcaster, TV host, all of these amazing things dealing with paranormal research, otherwise known as the Entity Seeker with the Paranormal Research and Teachings. Dante, and welcome back to 89.3 The Raven, Morgan.
Hey, how you doing? It's good to be here.
Yeah, so here we are, Halloween again. I know we spoke last year. Can you maybe let our listeners know kind of what it is that you do if they don't know or they've never heard of you?
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the field of parapsychology now for over 20 years, and I do a lot of workshops and classes and whatnot, and host the podcast Supernatural Circumstances with my co-host Mike Brown from Dark Poutine. I do a lot of television show work and whatnot, but my main study is in parapsychology, which is the abnormal study of, or the study of abnormal psychology. And it's absolutely fascinating. It's the real paranormal research, not what you necessarily see on television. And it's just a great job to have.
Awesome. Now, you've seen some, you know, pretty amazing things and probably some frightening things. What would you say if you had to take yourself to one moment that not necessarily scared you or something that might have intrigued you, but maybe one of the strongest moments that you've had in your career of doing this?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's been so many. I think one of the most significant for me, and actually I was talking about this at a class recently, was when the Iron Horse was still the Iron Horse Pub, and I got a call in to work out some of the strange things that were going on there. And I had an incident with a couple of my colleagues where we were up on the second floor, and we heard the laughter of a little girl. And when we went over to the spot where we heard the laughter, we could hear footsteps running from where that spot was to another spot on the upstairs, and the laughter continued. And we had this really amazing little game with this spirit. I mean, I don't know what else you'd call it. And it was great. And it lasted probably between, I don't know, 25, 40 minutes. But we had a wonderful experience there. And I will absolutely never forget that.
Yeah. And I think that brings me to another point that, you know, a lot of people automatically assume that these entities are dark and bad and evil, where I'm learning a little bit more that that's usually not the case, is it?
Oh, yeah, you're totally right. And I think, you know, we kind of have television to thank for that and whatever. And I mean, it's an interesting part of the field. There's no question about it. But predominantly throughout parapsychology history, the majority of these encounters are absolutely, they're fun and they give people hope. And, you know, we can really pull people out of some dark places, especially if they're grieving and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, so much of this field is really positive. And then, of course, you get the scary off to the side.
Yeah. So, and what do you got new? Like you're constantly doing something. Tell our listeners about what you have going on for by way of maybe some TV programs, or if you've written a new book, or what's new in Morgan's world.
Of course, they have both books out, Teaching the Living and The Gift of Instinct. And Haunted Hospitals is, of course, running on TNE. But we've got a brand new show that's going to be coming out. We're still not, the title's still in workshop mode, but it's going to be all about haunted small towns and the dark history of small towns, which is going to be really cool. And then, of course, my podcast, which is, it just aired the Halloween episode this week. It's called Supernatural Circumstances. And myself and Mike Brown, we go into some absolutely fascinating cases, and we have on some of the best minds in science and psychology and folklore and all sorts of stuff to pick apart these cases and to really get to the bottom of some of this stuff. And it is absolutely fascinating. I learn something new every single time.
Awesome. That's so amazing. I can't wait to see that. You know, small towns cannot be excluded from supernatural circumstances, obviously.
Totally. Totally.
You might even see more supernatural circumstances in small towns for all we know, right?
Well, yeah. You know, it's crazy because so much of the time we have this sort of strange history underneath these very picturesque small towns, whether it be in the U.S. or Canada. Alberta it's just got loads of them. And so I'm really excited to work on this show, and people can keep updated on that on entityseeker.ca, which is my website. But that will be out hopefully in the next, probably in the new year, and hopefully we'll have a working title for it soon.
Yeah, fair enough. Once again, speaking with Morgan Knudsen, the Entity Seeker, Paranormal Research and Teachings. You can find information in my blog over at ravenradio.ca. We want to thank you again, Morgan, for joining us and our listeners on air today. And we wish you nothing but the best forward and happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be an absolute fantastic evening tonight.